I don't care. Good morning, Medford. This is Mimi.
And this is Gracie.
And you're listening to All the Geets, 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Wow, what a title.
What a title. I feel like this week's theme is pretty easy to guess off the first one.
Mariah Carey songs.
Mariah Carey songs. Strictly Mariah Carey. Yes, we are listening to Christmas music today.
Okay, we did it, guys. We know it's everyone's theme this week, but...
But aren't you loving it?
Yeah.
Because I am.
I'm loving it, too.
Yeah. So we have some really exciting things coming up. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy original, but...
I'm going to beg to differ. I have a few...
Oh, okay.
Just wild Christmas songs that I'm really excited to play.
Okay. I'm excited to hear them because I haven't heard them.
Right. That's true. It'll be a debut for us all.
That's very exciting. How do you feel about it being so close to Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't really feel like Christmas.
That's my least favorite thing is, like, you're so stressed and you're like, it's finals week and you, like... Like, one of my favorite aspects of Christmas is just, like, how happy everyone is, you know, and, like my mom always decorates our house a lot, and, like, so you, like, feel the Christmas spirit, and, like, you do not feel the Christmas spirit during finals week.
Oh, no. And not only is it sad, but it is just about 90 degrees outside right now.
Yeah, I don't know, just, I put on a turtleneck and a jacket, and I, like, came outside, and I was like, who turned the sun on?
Okay, well, as you guys guessed, that was Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I would say the best Christmas song.
Oh, the best. I think I tell this story every time that we listen to this song.
Tell it.
But growing up, the only Christmas song or album that we had in my house was the Mariah Carey Christmas album. So she's the definition of Christmas for me because that is strictly what we listened to whenever it was Christmas time. So anyway, it really does feel like Christmas now that we've listened to it. Glad we started off with that.
Yeah, it's a great one.
It is a great one. So coming up next is one of my favorites, a 90s classic, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC.
I love that one.
I do love that one. All right, here you go.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Christmas time is here.
Oh, yeah.
The best is from above.
Okay.
What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
Favorite Christmas movie.
Okay. That's a hard question.
Is my mic on?
Your mic is on. Are you on mic three?
Yeah.
Okay. I can hear you.
Okay. I can hear myself too now.
Oh, good. Cool. Okay. My favorite Christmas movie would have to be The Grinch.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I think, okay, I'm a fan of Elf.
Uh-huh.
I'll enjoy a good showing of Elf.
Sure.
You know? But, like, I think there's, like, a cult following around Elf that I, like, can't totally
believe.
Get behind.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but I do really enjoy Elf. I'm not really a fan of the claymations.
Okay, I, like, grew up. I watched a lot of them.
Okay.
And I think they're okay. There's, like, a few I really like. Like, The Year Without a Santa Claus, that one's good. And there's a few other ones. There's one with, do you know the one where He Miser sings? I really like that one. I can't remember the name of it.
I don't know what that one is.
Oh, I think that's A Year Without a Santa Claus, so I'm consistent.
Okay.
I like The Island of Misfit Toys, like Rudolph and the Island of Misfit Toys.
I think the reason I don't like them is because I missed the boat with them. Like, my parents didn't, like, raise me on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just... You know, if you start watching a claymation movie at, like, 17, you're not really
gonna...
Oh,
yeah, you're bummed. You're bummed. That's fair.
But it's cool. It's great. I'm sure they're great when you're, like, 8, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, so you'd say A Year Without a Santa Claus?
No, that's definitely not my favorite. I'm saying on claymation movies.
Okay, what's your, like,
my favorite? Okay, so my favorite Christmas movie, I'm gonna have to say, is, Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
We watch it every night on Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
It's like a classic in our family. But like, I also, Christmas Story is really good.
Yeah. Oh, I like Home Alone.
Home Alone's great.
That's a great one. And that totally counts.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. It's a great
Happy
one.
New Year. You love Love Actually.
I do. I love Christmas movies.
That's a very
movies.
Christmassy movie. I mean, that is like a Christmas,
it's a Christmas
movie.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
My mom's really been into like having Hallmark movies on.
Interesting.
Like while she's just around the house. So like I'll come home and I'll watch like 7 different Christmas Hallmark movies and they're all amazing.
I'm so glad.
The premises are always so ridiculous. And it's like, you know, a girl has always been unlucky in love and she has a best guy friend and they've just never made it work and his girlfriend's horrible, but then they fall in love and there's also an old guy that mysteriously looks like Santa.
This sounds like peculiarly like specific. Like, is this an actual premise to a movie or did you just make that up?
I just made that up.
Oh,
that's just what all the Hallmark movies.
You should sell them. That's a Hallmark right now.
That's just what all the Hallmark movies are like.
Oh,
or like, some girl falls in love with someone, but he's actually a prince.
that's pretty typical. That happens in real life.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's happened to me at least twice.
At least twice. I would say almost 3 times.
Yeah.
So
the third guy was just a regular noble, but I still think it counts.
You know what? Noble, prince.
Yeah.
All the same thing. Yeah. No, did you ever watch, did you ever listen to that song Christmas Shoes? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh my gosh, we've had this conversation. I've never listened to Christmas Shoes.
You've never listened to Christmas Shoes?
No.
Okay, well, that's going to be playing today. There's a whole movie based on Christmas Shoes, and it is quite possibly the saddest movie I have ever seen in my entire life. Like, the boy's mom gets sick with cancer or something.
Uh-huh.
I also can't accurately retell this story because I also saw it when I was, like, 12.
Nice.
But I think she, like, either ends up dying or something. But it was just so sad. And Christmas is not a time for a sad movie.
I agree.
Yeah. And it's sad.
Did it have an, like, happy ending? Do you remember?
To be honest, all I can remember is just tears everywhere. So maybe, but quite possibly no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's okay. Anyway, Christmas movies are great.
So I have two really great songs queued up for us.
Mm-hmm.
Should I preface them or should I just let them play?
Preface one.
Okay, so these are both in the like genre of like Christmas songs that have been remixed.
Okay.
Well, the first one is by Justin Bieber. The second one is by DMX.
Wow.
Enjoy.
Here we go.
A newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Surprised you didn't hear this in the Bible. I'm so tight, I might go psycho. Christmas time, so here's a recital. I'm so bad like Michael. I know I'm still young, but I go stupid, stupid, love like Cupid. I'm the drummer boy, so do, do.
Sipping eggnog with a little sprinkle of vanilla. Even though it's kind of cool, I'm pulling out a chinchilla. Bieber hit me back and said, let's make it hot up in the winter. I said, cool, cool. You know I'ma deliver. Let's collaborate and make the holiday a little bigger. Before we work, I gotta get this off. See the other family members and drop gifts off. Then I'm headed to the studio, cause ain't nothing stopping. How you know we about to turn it up and really get it popping now. People everywhere and all our Twitter followers. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah. On the street with no food, it's not fair. It's about time for you to act merrily. It's about time for you to give to charity. Rarely do people even want to help at all, cause they warm by the vibe, getting toys and the dolls. Not thinking there's a family out hungry and cold. Wishing that they had somebody they could help. So I think some of you need to act bold. Give a can to a drive, let's change the glow. Glow, 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 glow.
Leno, Dasher, a dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall,
what's that?
The most famous reindeer of all. Come on!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Come on, come on!
All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They'd ever let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
what's that?
Rudolph with your nose.
Oh gosh, that was interesting.
So I call that section ridiculous songs, but I would say two of them are like ridiculous in a fun way, and the third one's just bad.
Just awful. Okay, we got to talk about this because this is important. What are your thoughts on the new Miley?
Mostly negative.
Okay.
I feel like she... I feel like she like stepped into persona then stepped out of it so abruptly, mm-hmm. that I feel like it's impossible to understand like which side of her is like authentic.
Yeah.
You know? Completely.
Especially because like her last Miley persona was based off the premise that this is the authentic Miley, right? Like,
yeah, completely. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I almost think it's weird because, you know, like when you start spinning on ice and they say like don't overcorrect, and that's because that's like when you can crash, like that's when most people get into car crashes.
Yeah.
I feel like Miley started spinning on ice and then overcorrected.
Yeah.
And now she's like
in a car accident.
In a car accident. Like this has become a disaster.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you know, it's fine. I'm sure other people have contrary opinions. I think ultimately I always like, I mean, even when Miley was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked Miley.
Yeah, that was like, I used to like Miley, but feel like, actually, no, I was about to say, I feel like she produced great music, but then I was like, that's not true. A lot of her songs are just really bad.
Yeah. But I mean, I enjoy her as a person and feel like we're friends. I grew up with her, you know?
That's true.
Yeah. There was a time, one time, you know, on like the Disney Channel website,
mm-hmm.
Where like you could like message people on the website.
Yeah.
So like one time I claimed to be Miley Cyrus's cousin, uh-huh. and I like totally catfished somebody at like the age of like 8.
Maybe.
The secrets are coming out. I'm sorry. No, I really apologize. I think at the end of the conversation, I was like, just kidding.
That's hilarious. Oh my God.
That was probably like the most adventurous, crazy thing I've ever done. And it involved Miley Cyrus. So it was really exciting. I even think like at one point I was like, Miley's here. Like, do you want to talk to her?
Oh my God.
And I like pretended to be Miley Cyrus on the Disney Channel chat website. So it was not great. These are things I regret. But
honestly, identity theft, and I'm reporting you.
Okay, I was, yeah. But anyway, I think we should do a PSA really fast.
Should we?
I think we should.
I love it.
It's a good idea. All right, let's do a holiday-themed one. WMFO, happy holidays. Please don't drink and drive, PSA. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants. Wow. But if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. What a good tip. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year.
I like feel like there's absolutely no excuse to drunk driving now that Uber's a thing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Don't you feel like, I'm just like, if anyone's doing that, I'm like, I don't know who you are. Right.
Yeah. I can't even drive like sober most of the time. So I cannot even imagine driving under the influence.
Right. Yeah.
It's just messed up. What do we have up next, Gracie?
We have some great classics.
Do we?
We do. Okay. So I didn't have a song up, to be honest. But then I looked at my playlist. I've created a Merry Miss playlist, and I'm like just really excited about it. It's really fun to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do two political songs next.
Ooh.
We have Happy Christmas War Is Over by John Lennon.
I was just about to suggest we play that.
Oh, it's a good one. And then Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
All right, let's do it.
Here we go.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is
Those are two really good songs.
Those are some really good songs. I like that.
When Christmas music is like good independently of the fact that it's Christmas music. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. I think that's great. Yeah. Up next, we have some more classics, but did you want to talk about anything before that?
Anything you want for Christmas this year, Mimi?
To be honest, like, I'm kind of very open right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like a keyboard, but...
Nice.
We'll see. Because that would be really difficult to bring to Tufts if I forgot that in Denver. So,
that's true.
Yeah. It's an interesting one to want, but we'll see. How about you, Gracie? Do you want anything?
I want a New York Times crossword subscription.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, I've been really into the crossword recently.
You have been. I like that. I'm really bad at crosswords.
So am I, apparently. But I feel like that's just kind of, you got to just hustle on that one.
You
like,
do.
If you do it every single day, like, eventually you'll be good.
Yeah. I think, I mean, like, basic things. Like, I didn't know that if the clue has an S, does it start with an S?
Someone's calling us. Maybe should we answer it?
Well, let's play the song and then okay. We'll see what the scholar's saying. All right.
You can put it on me.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start. But I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Five and ten,
glistening once again,
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that chooses the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well.
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots
is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk
is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And the mom and dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. We finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in old happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. The fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Okay, so who do we have to thank for that last one?
We can thank my good friend, Alicia, for calling in and requesting Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I like that we got to play some classics today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your favorite classic Christmas song?
I like It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Yeah?
Which shouldn't surprise anyone because I just played it.
Yeah. I know, that's such a hard question, though. I don't know if I could choose one specifically.
I really like, I know the implications of the song are not great.
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I love Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I always listen to the new version that they made, because it's like a little less creepy.
With Idina Menzel and Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
That's the one I have on my playlist.
Oh my gosh, because it's a little less, I mean, it is, it's just actually not bad, because it's a little less crazy.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, no, I really like that song. It's a good duet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I kind of like, I really like the Christmas song. Like the chestnuts roasting on an open fire song.
Oh, that one's a great one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't recognize the name of it. That's interesting.
I think that's what it's called.
No, that definitely is what it's called. I just like...
That's a bold move to like call yourself like...
The Christmas song?
The Christmas song.
Yeah.
Like to release a song and be like, this is it.
like it's over, guys.
I have summed up an entire holiday in one song. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Which honestly, like, it kind of did. So,
yeah, no, I mean, like, good for him.
The world is not angry. Yeah, so I guess we could play those coming up. Great. Do you have anything else to say before we keep going?
No, let's do it.
All right.
Can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
mine. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My father
hurry?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Baby, just a half have a drink more.
Put some records on while I
the
pour.
The neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat.
Oh,
your
thank
hair
you.
Looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I move in
at
closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Oh, what's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside. Oh, you're very pushy, you know.
I like to think of it as opportunistic.
Simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
my
storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I feel when I touch your
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be a talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty
and plenty. If you got pneumonia and
I
die,
I really can't stay.
Get over that hole up.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside. Okay, fine. Just another drink then.
Well, that took a lot of convincing.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. You tell carols being sung by a choir, and folks dress up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes on a glow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on the sleigh. He's gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been seen many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. The kids from 1 to 92. All those we see many times, many ways. Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas
to
tell me.